Hello, welcome to the Candid Cast once again. My name is Lucky Egede, your coach and host on this channel. We started last week with our discussion on the new series we have tagged Connections and Networking. In this series, we are trying to explain relationships and its place in human life. And in the introductory episode, I have mentioned that relationship is everything. There is nothing a man can become that is not derived from relationship. From the first birth you had when you were born till you'll be buried, you didn't give yourself the first birth, you are not going to bury yourself when you die. And everything in between stems from what other people will do for you, and you live for what you will do for other people. In life, we are here to serve and see what we can do for people. So we must belong to relationships to thrive. Everything we will accomplish is within it. I said also that it's relationship that provides social and emotional support. Sometimes when you feel down, you need people around you. It is from them you derive your high, your restoration. And if you don't have them, you see people go into depression because they are left to themselves. So relationship gives us a sense of belonging. It helps to promote growth and enhance our productivity. I've said that again and again, that there is nothing we can become. You can't produce anything and be the producer and be the consumer and have all your raw materials all produced by you. No, you must go along with other people. That's the only way forward. And until we relate, we cannot become anything. Today, we'll go into more details on the subject of relationships, connection to other people. Let's get to understand what relationship actually is, the space of our lives where we need these relationships. It ranges from personal to social to career circles. There is no aspect of our life, like I've mentioned, where relationship will not come into play. What do we understand as relationship? This is the same as connection. When we are talking about relationship, we are talking about connection. People talk about who you know is better than what you know. You may know so much, but if you know nobody, all your knowledge will be wasted in one corner. But it is when you connect to other people that people will get to know, oh, you know so much. And they is in that relationship that you have opportunity to deploy and display what you know for the benefit of others. All that you know, until it is deployed for the benefit of others, it goes nowhere. So relationship, I've said, is the same as connection, is the same as association between two or more people. It can be based on various factors. Emotional bonds can bring people together. Shared experiences can bind people together. Common interests, mutual respect. So there is always something that will bring people together to kickstart a relationship. It can start from anywhere, it can start anyhow. So we meet people every day, and a person who we have many friends, the Bible says, must himself be friendly. So if you are going to have friends, you are going to thrive in relationship, you must contribute to it and be a builder of relationships. Until you are building relationships, you will find it difficult to connect with other people. So where will relationships start from? Just anywhere. I've heard the story of a lady that, you know, normally people meet strangers at the bus stop. Somebody will step on the feet of another, and it will spark off a fight depending on who is stepped upon. But this lady received it as an accident. Nobody left his house with an intention of stepping on you. The man was curious. This is a strange response. He just stepped on somebody accidentally, and the person did not react violently or show any depth of anger. They got into conversation because two of them missed the bus, and that brought them into a relationship that eventually led to marriage. They were sharing testimony of how they met, and said they met at the bus stop. This was exactly what played out at the bus stop, and that was how they became life partners. By contrast, on the other hand, there was another lady that was engaged to a fiance to get married. The fiance came to visit and met this lady fighting in the neighborhood with a neighbor. They had a disagreement. Everyone spoke to this lady. Stop. Your fiance is here. Your husband-to-be is here. Can you listen? The man tried. Everything fell on deaf ears. I must give it to them. They offended me. And she let out her steam in full. The man walked away. This person with uncontrollable anger cannot be my wife. And that was the end of that relationship. So, relationship can start anywhere. It can break anywhere. It can break anyhow. That's why I said anyone who we have many friends must himself be friendly. If you have that depth of anger that you cannot control, it will be very difficult for you to maintain relationship. So what are the types of relationships that we find ourselves in? From day to day, we start from family relationship. That is the first relationship, because family is the smallest unit of society, and it's a place where relationship, relating to one another, is learned. You have people, there is hierarchy in family. You have father, you have mother, you have siblings, you have people, cousins, people who are younger than you and people who are older than you. They are all within the family, and you must relate with all of them. Compulsorily, you did not appoint yourself a member of the family. You were just born there. You did not choose the parents that you will have. It's all by accident of birth that you became a member of the family, and you must relate inside that family if you will ever relate anywhere else. So this often involves deep emotional ties, because you grew up, you share the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows together. You become compulsorily bonded to one another. You have a shared history. So when you are so closely knitted, you find in the African society, they say the day you kill a madman, you will know that that madman that is scavenging in the market has relations. Because people will not abandon their relation. Even if he's mad, no matter what happens, your family members are your family members. This tie is so strong that when it involves relating with outsiders, we may have our disagreements within, but the Yoruba adage says, because of the madman outside, we don't chase away the madman in our house. So that the day somebody will carry his madness to our house, we will bring somebody out and say, we have your type here. So there is always a time when somebody in the family will be useful in one form or the other. That person that is so stubborn that doesn't agree, one day you will meet somebody outside who doesn't agree, who wants to come and fight in the family. You will push out that person who doesn't agree in your family and say, yeah, come and face, we have your type here. And that is how that person will be defeated and he will go back. But if he meets that everybody in the family is cowed, he will chase them under their beds. So the second type of relationship we find is the friendships. When I'm talking of friendships, these are platonic relationships that are generally based on companionship. Human beings don't enjoy loneliness. We want shared company. That's why you find in these days when people are no more moving freely to each other's house, we have all our fears that are enslaving us. People are on Facebook, people are on Instagram, people are all manner of social media using to share companionship. They have many friends, but yet people are lonely at home. We are not created to be on Facebook. We are created to see and relate and interact with each other. Have shared interests. Enjoy mutual support. A pastor was saying one day, he was talking about the difference between the social media friendship and the friendship that God wants us to keep. He said he has over 5,000 friends on Facebook, and he posted that it was his birthday and all his friends were invited. And he took space in a feed and was sitting there. Only two people showed up out of over 1,000 friends, because those friends are not anywhere around. They are not anywhere near to associate or fellowship with you. Many of them will not even see your message until after 3-4 weeks. So we have some of our classmates as friends. People attend the same school. Does not mean they sit in the same class. It does not mean that they will become friends. In a school, you will have members of the Scripture Union. They will navigate together and they become friends. Why? They have shared interests, common interests. You have people that we call bookworms in school. They go from library to hostel to classroom. That's all their lives. Such people will identify themselves. They will flock together. I was watching something today about the killings in Ilasa area of Lagos. In the fight between the Eye confraternity and another confraternity, the people flocked together and they killed one of our friends who go and kill their friends. And that's all that they really, and they are ready to die for their friends. So it is not enough that people are classmates. Deeper interest is what binds people together. Relationship is about navigating towards people who have shared values. You must have things that you put on the table that other people will want, in which case you can help each other to advance in your dreams. You want to make friends that you can share, these are my concerns. You get comfort, you get counsel, you get encouragement from your friends towards the achievement of your dreams and your visions. Those friends provide you with emotional support and a sense of belonging. You know, we have mentioned in our introductory episode that it is highly uncomforting to be rejected. No one wants to face rejection. The third relationship that we'll be looking at is romantic relationship. This is where marriage comes in. It involves emotional and physical intimacy between partners. In this type of relationship, I said, it includes love, attraction, commitment, sometimes lifelong commitment in this relationship. It is not to be entered lightly. And I have said this when we are treating the errors that young people make, that they use the rest of their lives to regret. So romantic relationships are not relationships you just jump into. So lots of patience is required before, during, and after you have entered into the relationship. So we are often driven into this romantic relationship by feeling of loneliness. I don't want to be alone anymore. Because of that, you hop into the arms of a strange bedfellow that does not share your vision, does not share your dream, let alone emptiness. Some people feel empty. Oh, I don't feel complete. That sense of incompleteness, or a desire to quickly join all my mates. All my mates are married. These are all wrong reasons to jump into romantic relationship. And it leads often to heartbreak and regrets. It does not have to be marrying because my mates are married. No, marrying because I'm lonely, marrying because I feel incomplete. No, these are very wrong reasons to enter into romantic relationship. One of the hard lessons is that when you make a choice based on your limited perspective, rather than a larger picture, an understanding of the importance of what you are going into, when the full picture is emerged and you have seen it, then you didn't wait to get all the information. You will live to regret it. So I don't wish that anyone will spend entire life regretting. Particularly in our environment in Africa, do you hear the other continents will tell you that 50% of marriages end in divorce? The African marriages often do not end in divorce. Not because they got it right, but because culturally we are designed by culture to die inside. People go into a relationship where there is violence, and you will not admit the violence until you hear one person is dead. And there's, oh, why? He should have quit. If that person told you he wanted to quit because of violence, you will advise him to stay. It's only when he's dead that they will tell you he should have quit. We need to understand that even when divorce happens, if you're able to divorce, it is not without the associated injuries. and pains of disconnection. You have built yourselves together. You have knitted yourself together. So why go into it in the first place? You need to get an understanding of it before you are inside it and looking for how to escape. Escape can never be without a cause. So there is scarcely any challenge you will face in marriage that did not show itself in courtship. That's the truth. We ignore these warning signs when we are infatuated and we push on, thinking that somebody will change. Human beings don't change. So for a young man, for instance, a woman that won't hear your opinion or be subjected to it before you get married will not become subjected to it because you have been married for 10 years. So once you hand over your sovereignty, it is handed over for life. You'll be required to do it again and again and again. You play second fiddle in that home until you die. So, and for the ladies, say you meet a man who is after you because you have money, you have a good job. That person will respect you until he gets a good job. So if all that he wants from you is your money and your good job, take to your heels. There must be more value. Anyone who has no value to add to you does not belong to your space. So the person must be bringing something to the table. What value are you bringing into my life? So to keep you from making a mistake that can negatively impact the rest of your life, you must ask the right questions. You must be curious. You must be inquisitive. You must be hungry for more information and be able to put all the pieces of puzzles together. Always ask and wait for answers. Until you get answers, it is dangerous to just dive in. Sift through the surface, because that's where you have the highest level of pretense. People want to get, they say men are destination driven. So they want to get what they want to get. And it is, as soon as they get it, your value is gone. So make sure you wait. Sift through the surface impressions of what you see and hear, and you will soon see clearer picture emerging. Then you are in a position to make an informed decision whether this is where you want to be or you actually want to escape. Don't go into romantic relationship without envisioning the value you will add to the life of your partner. And people who go with only what they stand to get, what will I receive, without thinking of what they will add, they are selfish people that will become a sorrow of a lifetime for themselves and their partners. Always seek to add value and don't relate to somebody who has no value to add to you. Now we'll talk about the fourth type of relationship is professional relationships. These are connections formed in a work environment. You meet people, you work with people, you have colleagues. Some are higher than you, some are below. Some even clients. You meet some as clients, suppliers, various ways that you come together along career path. These relationships are based on collaboration or mutual career goals. Just like I mentioned when I was talking about school relationships, the classmates. It is not every colleague that you work with that will become your friend. There must be something to connect you beyond the work for you to become friends. You can work in an office with somebody for 5-10 years and you don't know each other's house, you don't become friends. But when you have values beyond the work that you are adding to each other, you become friends. But for the purpose of the work, you develop a relationship. Because until we interact with each other, we cannot advance the work. We become a team. Whether we like the next person or don't like the next person, you must work together. You must have that relationship. If there will be career advancement, if there will be goal achievement, if there will be things to attain, you must be inside it. Number five, there is what we call casual acquaintances. You meet people every day. Superficial connection, you just say, oh, your name. And then you see after a while, you say, I've seen you before. We met somewhere. And you say, okay, yes, it was at so-and-so meeting that we met. And it ends at that. You don't know more about the person. You don't know the character. That's just an acquaintance. You find some people say, oh, I know the president. You say, does the president know you? You just shook hands. You went to visit the president along with some other people, and he shook hands with you. You take picture. That's not your friend. That does not make you friend of the president. Number six, community relationships. You see, we live in communities. We connect with people in our local community. We form social groups. These are based on shared interests, particularly in our own environment in Nigeria. You need so much of those shared interests. It is not like those places where you don't need to know your neighbor, everybody is on their own. Here you will know your neighbor. Because we come together to discuss our common security. We have to provide our own security. We come together to discuss our street light, the drainages. If we are not going to allow flood into our houses, we must come together to discuss how to drain our environment. The place is getting too dark in the night. How do we provide street lightings? If you are the type that does not relate with your neighbors, you may be attacked and nobody will know. Because people even form vigilante among neighbors. I recall living in an environment where people have to come out and form vigilante group. These families, this number of families will be in the streets in the night. Another number of families will be in the street the following night to make sure our environment is secured. In all of this, relationships are crucial support for every human being. If we are going to survive socially, we need to interact with people. If we are going to grow, it's all inside relationship. It's relationship that can enhance our happiness and overall well-being. And it also requires effort. Like I said, anyone who will have many friends must himself be friendly. We must communicate, be open, be receptive to people. Take care to maintain relationship. If you don't maintain it, it will break down. Any type of relationship can become a disaster if the people are not ready to pay the price. So wherever there are benefits, I can tell you there are burdens. And you can't take the benefit and leave the burden behind. In every relationship, there is a price to pay. A tenant, for example, that pays his rent on time and keeps the house maintained will readily be a friend of the landlord, because the burden and the benefit are transmitting uninterrupted. They find the relationship will build up, and there are so many other things that sometimes the landlord may patronize the tenant's business, because based on that relationship, and tenant will patronize landlord's business beyond the rental income. This is where we will draw the curtain today on the Candid Cast. I want to say thank you once again for staying with us. God bless you.